this is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Mom, are we there yet?
10 more minutes.
Only 10 minutes?
Can you drive slower?
What's up with them today?
Lingo kids.
That app we downloaded last week?
They love it. The games, oh, this funny baby bot character. Kids, we're almost there.
No!
With more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows little ones can't get enough of, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids.
Why didn't we download this sooner?
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love. Download it for free.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With MIEBO, eyes can feel...
MIEBO, oh yeah.
MIEBO, Perflora Hexaloctane Ophthalmic Solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's... Don't use if allergic to MIEBO. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MIEBO-YEAH or visit MIEBO.com.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick moment for Reef, because comfort is kind of their love language. You probably know them for sandals, but the Women's Neptune is proof that they're just as good at everyday shoes. I love that it looks put together, but feels insanely comfortable. I can throw it on and go, and my feet never feel tired, even on long, busy days. This is the one that you grab when your day's already moving, coffee run, airport dash, errands that turn into plans. The Crushback heel lets you wear it your way, the lightweight feel keeps things easy, and the soft quilted insole is the reason that your feet don't complain. Cute, comfortable, zero overthinking. Check out the Women's Neptune on Reef.com and treat yourself to 15% off your first purchase.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody.
We are scrubbing in. Did you forget your line?
No, I was just really embracing it. It is a Monday. I'm feeling fly. I'm feeling good.
Oh. You're feeling fly?
Feeling fly.
Why? What's got you feeling so fly?
Just like
sugar
got me feeling so fly. I am barefaced today. I have no makeup on. I got a good night's sleep last night. Mm. You know, I'm just like relishing in the summer days.
Love.
Yeah.
I didn't get a good night's sleep last night because Haley has a cough. And so, you know, when you're trying to suppress a cough, but you're still kind of coughing. So it makes it worse for whoever's trying to sleep next to you.
Yeah.
So she was trying to hold it back.
Oh no.
And I was like, you can just let it out. And then she was doing that. And so I said, I'm going to go sleep on the couch. And she was like, no, I'll go sleep on the couch. I'm like, no, you need this. You need the bed. Just rest and cough as much as you need to.
You should tape her mouth shut. It
She's
helps.
Sick.
I know, but it helps.
Oh.
When I'm sick, I still tape my mouth shut and it helps.
Something about needing to cough and my mouth being shut sounds like a form of torture.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to burst an eardrum.
No, you guys, it's no. If you really have to cough, you can cough and like it'll just like. Some air will come out.
No, Tanya, there's no
way. I'm serious.
So I wouldn't say I got a full night's rest, but that's okay. We did nothing yesterday. Absolutely nothing.
You know when like you're a kid and you go to summer camp and you spend the whole day in the sun and you're like swimming and then by the end of the day, you're literally so exhausted that like you can't even keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
That's how I felt this weekend.
At Disneyland?
At Disneyland and after Father's Day. Like, yeah, last night my body just went kerplunk.
Yeah.
And I fell into my sheets and I didn't wake up once.
Wow.
Yeah, it
what
was
a
nice.
Dream.
Not to rub it in, but
yeah, yeah. No, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you.
Big weekend because Girls Like Girls premiered over the weekend.
I know. It's been the whole week was so much fun. It was big and packed and nonstop, and it was really fun. We had the premiere on Monday night, and it was epic. Like, it was at Universal City Walk. It was such a big moment. Like, they really made it a big moment. And so there were, I think, 3 screenings of it at the premiere. So everyone got to watch it that night. And then it came out. Well, it actually came out Thursday. There were showings, which I don't understand that a lot of movies now, they say the release date's like Friday, June 19th, but there's actually showings on Thursday.
Well, it's like
Thursday.
What they do on with like music releases. You know what I mean? Like,
but it's at midnight.
Like the new album is midnight, 9 o'clock our time, which is really Thursday.
I know, but there were like 2 p.m. showings on Thursday.
It used to be midnight Thursday. And then like in the last 10 years, they've been moving it up. And now it's just full blown matinees. Thursday.
Well, you know, crazy. they need to get people in the theaters
which we're grateful for one extra day. But opening weekend was really fun. We went Friday. Like earlier, and then she did a Q&A that night with John Chu, which was epic. I mean, I can't remember if he produced, he was a part of a movie she did called Gem and the Hologram. So they know each other from way back when. And obviously he directed Wicked. He directed the Justin Bieber Never Say Never.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians, like iconic. And so he did the Q&A and it was really cool. And Tanya and Robbie came to that viewing.
That was our third time seeing it.
Third time.
Which I think was our favorite, honestly.
Really? Okay, this is so funny because then Saturday we had a friends and family screening, which Easton and Allison came to.
Honored to be there.
And it was at 4 p.m. And then she was doing a Q&A for the 7 p.m. showing. So we were just going to stay and go eat dinner and then go to that. But John had told her, he was
John
like...
Who? John Chu?
Yeah, John Chu was like, hey, it's your first and only... first directorial debut opening weekend. So he was like, you need to go see it as many times as possible and like film yourself how you're feeling, like write it down, because I wish I had done that. And so he goes, you should go watch it with an audience that's not, you know, friends and family and just like the general public. So we went, like, we watched it at 4 and then went back at 7 p.m. And I cried both times. I was like, I just saw this and I cried again.
You saw it back to back?
Yes.
That's
wow.
Narbar.
Yeah, and then Sherry Cola, who is the best, she did the Q&A for after that screening. And so it's been really fun. But that
By the
was,
way,
what?
I met her Monday at the premiere.
Yeah?
I was starstruck. And she was like, I know all about you. It's so nice to meet you. Didn't you guys just get married? Da, da, da. I was like, excuse me?
No, I can hype Sherry Cola up like no other. She is one of the most amazing people, and she has been such an amazing friend and support system, specifically to Haley, because if you go and look at any like clip of Haley doing something, Sherry Cola might be the only comment like hyping her up. And
she has such good energy.
Oh, she's the best.
We were in line to get popcorn behind her, and I was wearing a Haley Kiyoko panorama shirt, and she got all excited, and she was like, oh my God, are you so excited for the movie? She was the coolest.
She was so cool. I couldn't get over it.
I would love to have her on. I asked her after the screening, I was like, Sherry, will you come on the podcast? I'll have our people reach out to your people.
Yeah, and she said yes.
Of course she said yes.
I was proud of you in that moment, really doing the Lord's work there.
Yeah.
Just booking and moving our podcast along.
Well, she and her girlfriend have become like one of our like closest friends. Like they've become such good friends, and also like being in, I think specifically for Haley, being in the AAPI community and also like, the queer community, like, it's just, they're the best. So
yeah, I really like that was a top moment. I really just, the energy was just like on another level.
Yeah,
which I very much enjoyed. But I did want to tell you something that I was really proud of.
What?
On Monday.
What?
So it was the premiere, and first of all, you know me, I'm always freezing. Okay. So I was cold. Brought a blazer. Still cold.
Yeah.
I get up to pee in the middle of the movie, and I come back to my seat, and there's like a blue light on my seat. And I think I like accidentally hit it with my shoulder or something and it turned red.
Okay.
The seats had heaters and coolers on them.
Oh, man.
And the whole movie, I had my cooler on my seat until like the last 15 minutes I put the heat on. And I was like, oh, my. I was like a fireball on my back. I was like, if I would have had this the whole movie.
You would have slept.
I probably would have fallen. Yeah. But like I told Robbie and he put his on and I was just blown away that the seats at the theater where the premiere was had cooling and heating on them.
I did not know that.
They were like the recliner seats.
Yeah.
I had the cooler on for like an hour and 10 minutes. Can you believe?
Yes, I can.
I was like, why is it so freaking cold in here? Like, dude, I don't understand these people.
Wow.
The movie theater people.
Yeah.
I always bring a puffer. Like, I'm always like ready for it. But this one was
heaters in the movie theater seat is next level.
That CityWalk AMC is a palace. Yeah. It's such a great place to see a movie.
It was really, I was just like, wow, I was blown away. Like, hats off to the AMC. Yeah.
It was fun, though. We did a party bus from the house, which we're very close to where the premiere was. So it was a good, like, 15 minutes.
Not even.
I mean, that's generous.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, 9.5 minutes.
So it felt like prom. And
it did feel like prom because it was like everybody meet at Beck and Haley's house. We, like, met up, took photos, got on the party bus.
Yeah. I'm just so proud of Haley because I just cannot imagine working on something and like it being hers to an extent for a while and then releasing it to the world for people to have opinions on, for critics to have a say. You know, it's like, I'm just so incredibly proud of her.
It is so interesting. Like, I was thinking about it a lot because, like, obviously I'm ingesting and I know Haley's schedule per you, but also like on her social media. And I'm like, we do a weekly, bi-weekly podcast. We hit it, we quit it, we move on. Do you know what I mean? Like, and same that I do with radio. I do a daily morning show. So right. I hit it, I quit it. It's like day and something new every day.
Yeah.
When you work on a movie and then you're promoting it for like however long, that's all you're talking about at what's it saying? Ad nauseum.
Oh, wow. I don't even know.
I was just like, that is so, I can't even imagine just talking about one project for like 6 months straight. And then it being out. And then what? Well, like, what does she do now?
And that's talking about it publicly.
Right.
Much less thinking about it and working on it day in, day out.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
You know, she's already like, what am I going to do next? You know? Yeah. That's her mindset. And I think, like, if anything, it's just here. And, you know, I told her, I was like, listen, this is a bold title to release, especially in our political climate. Like, there's going to be, we're so privileged to be able to live our lives out loud and love and scream girls like girls however and whenever we want to. But I was like, there are people who are, what?
Keep going. But it made me remember something.
There are people who are in parts of the country who either are too young to see this without a supervised adult because it's rated R, which was not Haley's choice, by the way. It goes through like a whole system. She tried everything making the movie to keep it PG-13 and it still got an R rating, which I don't know. I don't think it's an R rating. That's wild. And like, you can make your assumptions on why, maybe.
Yeah.
So I was like blown away by the rated R too, and I looked it up and I think it was the drug and alcohol underage use.
They made sure to not use actual cans and bottles so that you couldn't, you can assume what they're drinking.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But they went through the
and
process.
And then like smoking weed out of an apple.
Right, they did that to try to keep it PG-13, though.
Oh.
So there's so many.
Well, to me, it was very obvious that they were drinking and smoking weed. But that made me a little bit more sense because I thought it was the sexualness of it, which I was like, this is PG. Is PG. It could be PG, not even PG-13.
Yeah. Right. But I don't even know. Oh, I was saying like whether people are too young and can't go or they're not out or feel comfortable buying a ticket to something called Girls Like Girls because they're in the closet or don't feel confident in themselves. I was like, this is just like, again, once again, Haley is a trailblazer and doing like it was the same thing when she released the music video and the song. It was like people were hiding, watching, you know, so many people are like, I used to hide and watch this in my closet because I wasn't out yet. And it's going to be the same thing with this movie where people, however many years from now, go, there was a time when this came out that I couldn't go buy a ticket for this because I wasn't ready or I had couldn't ask my parents. And so I just was like, at the end of the day, and I think it had a really successful opening weekend, but I'm like, at the end of the day, you're doing something that you're the first to do it.
Yeah.
And I think the whole concept, like I've seen people say like, it's such a like simple, you know, plot or whatever. And I'm like, that's the point. It's right. so simple. Right. You have gone to so many movies where you've seen a girl move to a new town and fall in love with a boy, or a boy move to a new town and fall in love with a girl. You've never seen this. And that's what's so groundbreaking about it, is that she got a movie in theaters about two girls called Girls Like Girls falling in love.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, it's just what she can do is limitless, you know?
Limitless. I saw some people, because I posted about it on opening day, somebody saying that they were like, I'm going to see Girls Like Girls this weekend, then I'm going to see Toy Story 5 next weekend. I was like, that's my girl. Yeah, that's yeah. how we do it. But I was really proud, because at the end of the movie, when they play the Girls Like Girls, like the motion picture yeah. version of it, at the premiere, I put my my cell phone in the yeah. air, and I started the wave.
With the light on.
Yes. However, my light was not on.
Oh.
I just had like my screen on really bright.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like actually have my light on, so I didn't start the light on wave,
oh.
but I definitely started the hand
oh,
wave.
Okay.
So I tried to do it again on Friday night at the screening, and I had my light on. I was do, and not one person joined in with me. I was like,
oh.
And Robbie goes, I think you can put it down. I was like, no, I'm going to do it for the whole freaking song. I don't care if I'm the only one doing it. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Put your hands up proudly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been so fun seeing like the scrubbers and people messaging me and talking about, I told Haley, I was like, at the end of the day, the movie is so beautiful. Like the one, no one can say anything about your directorial debut. Like, it's stunning.
Yeah.
So I'm so proud of her. Go buy tickets. Go see the movie. See it again and again and again. I'll be in the theaters this weekend again.
It's very rewatchable.
Yes.
I could watch it 4 or 5 more times.
Yeah. 4 p.m. to turn around for the 7 p.m.
Yeah.
No problem.
We actually enjoyed it the most the third time.
Yeah.
So if that's any indication, just keep going.
I know. I the third time we watched it, and I don't know if it's because we were just like with a random audience.
I think it changes it.
Yeah, I was like noticing different things, and I really picked up on, because Haley made so many decisions while editing where it was like the silence of, there's so much silence in the movie.
Yes.
And you feel the awkwardness of being a teenager in the summer of 2006, where you're waiting, you don't have your phone to scroll on. You're waiting for that sound of the door opening on AOL or AIM to signify.
I would sit in my computer room, like, because I didn't have yeah. a computer in my room. We had like the computer room.
Family room. Yeah.
And so we'd sit in the computer room, and I would just like sit there, just wait, wait for them to sign on. Like, ugh. And then when you got the I'm away, BRB or whatever.
When they'd sign on and then do it immediately, because you're like, they brutal. Didn't care that I was on.
Or they don't even like, they say they got to go, and then you're trying to type yeah. something, and then it just like goes. I'm like,
yes. I just love, she captured that era. So they just, it's so perfect. And the girls are amazing in the movie. So anyways, I am also a fan of the movie beyond being a fiance of the director, and obviously we'll support everything she does, but I'm a genuine fan of the movie, and it's so good, and I'm so proud of her. So everyone, thank you for supporting, and if you haven't, please support today. Buy tickets.
We missed the Saturday showing because we did a big family day at Disneyland,
which is so fun.
It is so fun. But can I just explain to you that we had like a group, I think there was like maybe 14 of us, all different age ranged kids. So like different rides, wanting to go on different rides, you know what I mean? And I really feel like we did a good job of like tending to all the kids that wanted to do different things. Also whilst still being together at moments and like meeting up at certain mm-hmm. spots and doing some rides together, some apart, like, we kind of nailed it.
That's a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
No one got in a fight? No
Zero.
Fights?
Wow. Zero fights. But you know, it was like a little interesting trick that I've never done before.
Well, let's take a break.
Oh. Oh.
Mom, are we there yet?
10 more minutes.
Only 10 minutes?
Can you drive slower?
What's up with them today?
Lingo kids.
That app we downloaded last week?
They love it. The games, oh, this funny baby bot character. Kids, we're almost there.
No!
With more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows little ones can't get enough of, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids.
Why didn't we download this sooner?
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love. Download it for free.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With MyBo, eyes can feel...
MyBo, oh yeah.
MyBo, Perflora Hexaloctane Ophthalmic Solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's...
MyBo, oh yeah.
Don't use if allergic to MyBo. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MYBO-YEAH or visit MyBo.com.
The best summer pieces are the ones that you end up wearing on repeat. Comfortable, versatile, and somehow right for almost every occasion.
That's why I love Quince. They make elevated essentials using premium materials like European linen, organic cotton, and washable silk without the traditional retail markup.
Their linen pieces are perfect for summer. Lightweight, easy to style, and great whether you're traveling, going to dinner, or just running around town.
I was going to copy you and get these scarves to have for the summer because sometimes you just need something light and cozy.
No. So I'm on this journey of just like, I'm tired of being cold all the time. I'm always cold, even in the summer, because it does get a little chilly at night. And I realized these 100% European linen scarves that I got are perfect because they're linen. So they're like appropriate for summer. And when your neck is warm, your body's warm. They're perfect.
And Quince also has beautiful jewelry, denim, sweaters for cooler nights, and even home essentials. Everything feels elevated without the luxury price tag.
And we love that they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middleman so that you're getting incredible quality at a real accessible price.
Make your summer wardrobe feel easier. Go to quince.com/scrubbing for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too.
That's quince.com/scrubbing for free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/scrubbing. Vibe coding is everywhere right now. But it's not just for apps anymore. Now it's making its way into website creation. Wix has introduced Wix Harmony, a vibe coder for websites that lets you type what you want and generate a site ready to use right away, complete with forms, payments, security, and more built in. And Wix Harmony doesn't require AI for everything. You can still click and edit anything manually or select an element and have Aria, your AI agent, make updates for you. It's a smart solution to the frustration of repeatedly prompting AI just to make small changes. Try it for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
We're back. Something we've never done before is we noticed on the Disneyland app that Space Mountain was like temporarily closed. Okay.
Okay.
So we had our eyes on it.
Yeah. That it's was always one of the, temporarily closed.
Yeah. And like that was one of the ones we wanted to hit before we left. Right.
Yeah.
And my youngest was like, let's go over to Space Mountain and see how long it's been closed and then maybe like hang out around like the line because then we're just going to get right in. So we're like, okay, great idea. So we walk over and we're trying to like talk to the crew members about how long has it been closed? How much longer do you think? They give you nothing, by the way. They give you like no info. They'll tell you how long it's been closed, but they won't tell you when they think they're going to reopen, right. When they're hoping to reopen, yeah. Like maybe stick around, wink, wink, nudge, like none of that.
Yeah.
Because Robbie was like really bartering with them.
I bet.
Didn't work. We're like, let's wait 10 minutes. And I was like, yeah, well, you guys, we have a lightning lane in like 2 hours. Let's just come back. Who cares? Da, da, da. As we're walking away, about to walk away, they open the line.
Wow.
We literally walk right onto Space Mountain.
That's a treat.
It was a treat.
I love Space Mountain.
I do too.
After
lunch, not the best idea because I was very queasy. And then we did Thunder Railroad after and I was like, I'm going to hurl. But I did not.
Did y'all do California Adventure too or did y'all strictly do Disney?
Just Disney.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you do the Millennium Falcon? ride.
No.
Because it's new with The Mandalorian and Baby Yoda.
Oh, no. But all the rides at in the Star Wars land are like 80 plus minutes. Yeah. So I let them do one of those on their own. And I went to Toontown with like the little kids because
you needed to recover from Space Mountain.
Yeah, I needed a little bit of recovering. Yeah. But I wore one of those like fans around my neck.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Game changing. I felt like a queen walking around with that thing.
You would think that you wouldn't need air with how
cold I get. Yeah. It was quite a sweltering hot summer day in Anaheim, California.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
sun was beating down.
Yeah.
I have a... what's it called? Sunburn on my scalp.
Oh, shoot.
But my neck was cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's a ticket to everything.
Yeah.
That's what I also realized. If your neck is warm, your body is warm. So I think I'm going to start like bringing scarves around all the time.
It's basically, I think, your hands, your feet, and your neck and ears. Like if those all have warmth or attempts at warmth, you have a chance.
But also
warm.
Cool. If you want to remain cool.
It's basically pressure points.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. but we did, we hit it. We left the park around like 4 p.m., which was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Got home, did a turnaround, got my Father's Day stuff ready to roll.
What did you put in the mugs?
I ended up putting Purell, Burt's Bees, chapstick, some mints, like a bottle opener, and some chomps.
Great. Cute. Classic.
Yeah, what man doesn't enjoy a beef stick, you know?
Amen.
Yeah. Men love a beef stick.
Love a beef stick.
Did you watch any of the clips of Olivia Wilde on Call Her Daddy?
So, yes. Did you?
I saw the ones that were going around.
Do you know what made me so upset about that whole thing?
What?
They got a lot of shit for their age gap, okay? Olivia Wilde, Harry Styles.
Yeah.
10-year age gap.
Okay.
Olivia was 10 years older than Harry.
Okay.
Okay.
What were their ages when they were together?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
Maybe Easton can do a little quick search. What I didn't realize is like, okay, yes, she got a lot of shiz for that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She was sharing the story about how her ex-fiance, I'm not really sure.
Ex-husband, Jason.
Yeah, Jason Sudeikis was dating a girl at that same time who was 11 years younger than him, but the press didn't say anything about that.
Harry was 26 and Olivia was 36 when they dated.
26 and 36. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Jason Sudeikis' girlfriend was 11 years younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
Not one outlet reported on that age gap.
Are we remotely surprised?
And then
this.
She was saying how he spent that Thanksgiving frolicking the beaches of Costa Rica with his said girlfriend. And to me, it's like, whatever, if they split the holidays, they split the holidays.
Right.
But she was like, if that were me on the beach with Harry and he was with the kids on Thanksgiving, I would have been
demolished.
Demolished. Yeah. And I was like, she is right.
Totally.
She's so right.
Totally.
And I fall on the sword for this because I remember when they were dating, I didn't think anything was weird about Jason Sudeikis and the girl. And now I'm like, shame on me.
Yeah.
Tanya.
And accountability is everything.
Yeah. I'm going to hold myself accountable to that. I didn't even look at her age. I didn't even know.
I felt like Olivia and Harry were pretty private for the most part, but I remember people hating it, hating them together, but I couldn't figure out what I was always like, why? Like she's gorgeous.
She's older.
Just because she was older?
Yes. They don't hate Zoe Kravitz. She's age appropriate, even though she is a little bit older than him. I think like 2 years.
Yeah, I don't know. You're so right, though. I mean, it's everything, though. I just saw this video about this girl saying, I guess there's this trend going around where it's
Zoe Kravitz is 5 years older.
Sure.
She should be getting at least half of
them. She's not. Yeah. I think once you hit 10, it's like when people really get riled
up.
Yeah,
that math is easy to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they get really revved up with the 10 plus age. Yeah.
No, she was saying that, this girl was saying that there's this trend going around where people say these husbands that, what's the word that she used? But basically they are...
Oh, I didn't marry a loser because I can like dress whatever I want?
No. It's like basically talking about the things my husband does as a dad that go like over the top. Like that he like, that would make an...
Oh my gosh, what is
it called?
I know what you're talking about. These are things my husband does that would make an average, not average, but like something man shake in his boots.
Yeah, there's a word though that they're talking about. Anyways, she was saying that she will not say that the things her husband does that are, she goes, yeah, the things my husband does would make a low effort husband look, they would horrible because my husband is my an equal partner. He's an equal parent. She's like, but if you compare what he does to what a mom is expected to do as like everyday tasks.
Yeah.
He's average. She's like, so I'll never hype my man up for doing what I consider the equal part of a relationship and what every woman is expected to do.
Yeah.
And so basically she was saying like, we've got like the standard shouldn't be that he, the standard should just be that he is an equal partner and does the equal task, not comparing it to a low effort husband or dad.
The bar is in the earth's core.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I made Allison a single scrambled egg. It took me like 6 minutes and I made her a piece of toast. And she was like, you're the greatest husband who's ever walked the earth. And I was like, man, I feel so, it was nice of her to say that. But like, I'm just like, what are we comparing this to? Like, I'm doing the bare minimum here. Like, I'm not even cleaning up after myself. Like, she had to clean it up. It's just like, it's crazy.
That's our trade-off too. Yeah.
They're doing that on Love Island, you know? Yeah, the Islanders are making a egg and toast.
Like, damn.
Which, speaking by the way. Of,
wait, we have to get into that.
Okay. I'm all caught up.
Same.
I skipped a few episodes because I got so bored with it that I was like,
no. You and cannot skip.
Yes, I got right back caught up.
You miss pivotal things. I skipped through one challenge and I missed like some pivotal moments.
I saw what I needed to see.
Not only am I caught up on USA, I am also caught up on UK.
Wow. You're really putting in the work.
Proud of that. Last night I hit stop on the end of the UK one. It said new upcoming tomorrow. And I was like,
I've done my work.
Proud of myself.
You said I did it all this weekend.
I can go to bed now.
That's why you slept so well.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
No, I'm proud that I'm still like keeping up on both at the same time.
I'm honestly surprised because USA has been so bad the last week.
But I haven't been ready to like jump yet.
Right. No, yeah. I get it.
And now I'm glad I didn't.
No, because Casa Amor came back last night.
Which I just want to preface with, this is very early for Casa Amor. Usually it's like, it's a 6 week show. Mm-hmm. So it's usually like week three or four that they do Casa Amor. This has like been 14 episodes or something. So we're like week two.
They're desperate.
Because you know what I think it is? I think that all the Islanders are very concerned about what people are thinking of them. So they're just staying in these safe couples because they don't want to jump around because they don't want America to think that they're like whatever. So they're just like staying. Do you get what I'm saying?
I don't think
any of them like each other, like really, except for Kata and Zach, maybe. And Kenzie likes Colby or what's his name?
Corbin. Okay, but this is my favorite part about this season is that everyone trying to tell stories of the episodes, no one knows anyone's name. Still, we're like 2 weeks in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no standouts. There's nobody that I'm rooting for. It's weird. It's a weird season.
Trinity is my standout right now because I have literally laughed out loud at her commentary on things.
And but her and Bryce to me, there's nothing there. Yeah. Like they're just staying there because it's easy and they just want America to like them.
That would be another Amaya, Papaya, and Brian situation if they won.
Yes. Yeah. It's horrible. It's so bad. So anyways, I was like, I'm so down on this season. Like I hate all these people. Then last night's episode comes in. So the heart rate challenge they
Why don't you explain Casa Amor to those who aren't watching Love Island?
Okay, so if you're not watching, Casa Amor is basically they split the guy and they do it like week three or four so that the couples are like really established, okay? And they're like in love with each other basically. And then, especially in the UK, they're like really in it. They split the guys and the girls up. They put however many Islanders, that many new girls in the other house, and that many Islanders, that many guys in the new house. And I think it's about a week, a couple days where they stay in these houses with brand new people. And then they either have to choose to stay with their old couple or recouple with this new Casa Amor person. It's always the juiciest. It's always when like
Things hit the fan.
Yeah. And there's some like iconic seasons where like Like, I'll never forget Callum and Shauna in the UK. I don't even remember what season. I think it was season 6. They were, like, coupled up. Like, they were, like, the mom and dad of the villa. Like, they were, like, locked in. And then he went to Casa Amor, brought back Molly, and my jaw was on the floor. Like, this is just, like, the tip of the iceberg with to me. After Casa Amor, the show gets boring.
Oh, that's not good for this season since they've done it so early.
Well, no, because what they did, so the heart rate challenge they do every season, and it's like basically they just like grind on each other to see who gets your heart rate up the most out of everybody. So they're all like getting in their gear, like twerking, like learning their things. Like they're like, the girls are ready to like go at it, right? They take the guys out, take the guys to Casa Amor. They sit the girls down at the fire pit and they give them a big screen TV to watch the heart rate challenge with all the guys in Casa Amor with all these new girls.
Yeah.
It was cinema. It was so good because now here's the thing. What do you know what they did with this episode?
What?
The girls are usually boring in Casa Amor because they like their original pair. So they don't really explore. They're notorious for not exploring. Now the girls are seeing their guys running amok, looking like idiots. Now they're fired up. Now they want the guys to come and say, you're going to do that? I'm going to do it too.
And guess what? There's 12 guys.
There's
double the amount of girls.
Double the amount. So it was so smart on the producer's side because I feel like they could tell everybody was bored with this season and they've never done this before. And it was so genius.
But here's my thing. These guys, the guys seemed really into the Casa Amor girls. Like, they were like, I've been waiting for, like, it was. Haley looks at me and goes, dogs.
Yeah.
They're dogs.
All of them, too. There was not one that was like.
Not even one of them had a single hesitation.
I give Caleb a pass because he doesn't have a couple.
No. Caleb's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the only one.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But.
Not one of them was, like, semi-respectful.
No.
Like.
Everyone said Sincere was like the least into it or
I
whatever.
I think he was.
Yeah, but the way he was looking and biting
his looks
lips,
could kill. If looks could kill.
Then he did the worst.
Yes, but I will say the other guys with their hands, with their, with the everything. Sincere, at least
the
I feel like kept his hands to himself for the most part.
They were lifting the girls and
bouncing. I mean, it was porn.
I literally
soft porn. That's rated R. That show should be rated R. If Girls Like Girls is getting a PG-13 rating, Love Island should get an R.
I just was thinking about my family sitting down, like, let's watch Becca's episode of Love Island. She's coming home, me getting bounced.
You know what's so funny? I think about myself too, because I'm like, these people, they're like 21, between like 21 to 27 range. Yeah. And I'm like, God, like, if I were to do Love Island when I was 22 years old, like, I would have come in at the heart rate challenge and, like, I don't know, I would not be doing what they were doing.
But nothing was more you than when Kenzie, they were screaming, fuck you. And then she went into a split and started twerking just on the ground. Like, out of nowhere, it was like her anger took over and she had to hit a split.
She rage took over her. Rage took
over. And she had her fist in the air while she was doing it. And then Trinity was like, I'm irritated. Bryce looking so scrawny.
Which, fair. Understood.
Yeah.
But he's always been that scrawny. And you were in love with him 2 days ago.
I think it's just the safety of a couple. Again, yes. I think... And Zach to me is so toxic. I'm like, I want Kata to find somebody
That's
else.
The thing too, like, Zach should have kept his hands to himself. I'm sorry. He's already slept with Kata. He should have been way more respectful than that. I understand that these girls are going to come in and they're going to kiss him. You do not need to, like, bouncy and, like, put your hands on their butt. Like, you don't need to do that. You can sit there and, like, I say be respectful, but like
be respectful in Love Island is,
but there is a way to do it. And he did not do it.
Yeah.
Like, gross. And I loved Zach. And now I'm like,
I loved him from the beginning. I mean, I wasn't like,
I liked him because I liked Charlie and that's his brother.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah.
But the like looking down each other's pants? Is that something men do? Because I was like baffled by this.
That did come across my desk this weekend.
The girth check?
Yeah, it's not something that...
Did you ask Robbie?
Yeah, it's nothing he's ever done with his friends.
I've never had a girth check or given one, and I feel like I've missed out. Like, all my homies, call me. I'll give you a girth check.
I feel like, and again, this is my like cynical side. I feel like the producers told Bryce and Zach, like, hey, the public think you guys have like a bromance, and they're like taking it to another level.
I don't think so.
It's too weird.
I really don't think so. I think the producers are definitely editing those parts in there to feed the narrative, but I don't think they're telling them.
I think they're telling them.
I don't think so.
All these people to me are just like acting. I can't. I really can't.
I don't think so.
It's brutal. Pop on over to the UK and see what real is.
Are you going
to
watch Casa Amor in theaters today?
No, because
it's in the theaters?
Only
theaters.
Yes, you didn't know that. But the only one in LA is downtown at like
the Alamo.
No, it's LA at the Live. It's at the LA Live one. It's but for me to go downtown at 6 p.m. on a Monday.
Yeah, they haven't earned that type of viewership this season.
Not this season. No. If this was last season, I probably would have, but
yeah. And everyone acting so shocked by KC. I'm like, he was just waiting for a girl to come in that had interest in him.
KC and Amaya.
Anaya.
Damn.
Well, Amaya was last season. Yeah.
They are the top playing it safe couple to me. They are like the peak of we're just together because we want America to like us.
I know, but I think... I think he was really playing the game of seeming interested, but he was just waiting. She, to me, was just like, wants to have a connection.
Is forcing it.
Is trying to have it with him.
Yeah.
But is scared that if she loses him, then she'll go home.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a total shit show, to be honest. Like, and like, they're all making everybody breakfast. Like, this used to be earned. Like, you didn't just get breakfast with your couple. Like, that was earned back in the day. Now they're all just making breakfast for this person that they're like coupled up with yesterday. I'm just like, ugh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Breakfast was like an earned thing. Now it's just like, they want to look good. Like, I can't.
I hate when good things get ruined.
We got to get back to some grassroots at the Love Island villa.
Yeah.
I think the problem was season 6 blew up so big that like, and then I guess 7, it wasn't like, I just feel like at this point now it's like cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
And it's going to get bad. Like maybe this season. And then they're going to have to like grassroots it again.
How do you grassroots it though?
I don't know. The Bachelor never could do it.
Yeah, they did. They did it with Joey. When they brought Joey back, there was a resurgence, and then...
Well, they have to find their Joeys.
They have to find their Joeys and their Kelseys.
Yeah. Because all these people are just in it for the clout.
Yeah.
There's really not one person that I'm, like, connected to. Which is heartbreaking as a Love Island purist.
Yeah. Well, it's like that sometimes.
Yeah. It's fine.
If they can keep momentum up...
From the last night's episode.
I don't know how they're going to do that. Unless the guys are amazing. But I've already seen a girl already posted, this is my boyfriend going in. He told me he was going to work on a job.
No.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. And like, in what world does he think she's not going to expose me?
Right. Like, I don't understand. These people like don't have brains. Like, I don't understand.
I think they get them before the frontal lobes are developed for a reason.
Damn.
Didn't that happen on The Bachelor?
Or
like
it always happens.
Like, someone was in a relationship and like, I'm just going to go on. And
yeah, they're like, oh, but we're on a break. Yeah, so I'm not like, really in a relationship.
Oh, so my theory with Zach, because he was so weird about Kate and he kept bringing up like, if a new bombshell comes in, are you going to get mad? He kept bringing that up.
Yeah.
And Kaylor was that like 2 seasons ago?
Yeah.
Did this like behind the scenes Q&A and she was saying that... when you are on the flight to Fiji, it's such a small, there's so many small planes. So when you see someone, you can kind of gauge by how they look, how they're dressed, if they're going to be on the show. I feel like he maybe saw one of the Casa Amor girls or saw a bombshell
saw somebody that obviously was not in the villa
and was gonna and was like she might come in, so he kept like saying like if some that's my theory.
That's an excellent theory because I found it to be so weird that he kept saying that. I'm like, yeah. You're having sex with her, and then you're like, are you gonna be mad if I talk to a bombshell? Yeah, like of course.
Yeah, but like he hadn't been interested in any of the bombshells, so I'm like, why does he keep saying this if he hasn't made an effort with any of the bombshells?
That
there
is an excellent point.
So her saying that, and then she also talked about like bad breath. And Kaylor did about how like, yeah, people just have like, you're not allowed to like say anything about it.
Ew.
And I always think about how everyone in that room sleeping in that same room, I cannot. It gives me, I can't.
It's kind of like when I was in my sorority and we had sleeping porches. So like you didn't sleep in your room. There was like two rooms in the sorority house that just had bunk beds. Mm-hmm. It was always cold and dark. Like mm-hmm. the light, you can't turn the lights on. It's always dark. That's where you go to sleep every night. If you want to take a nap, you go in there. But it's just like a bunch of bunk beds. And like people wouldn't wash their sheets. And like we're girls. Imagine how gross a guy's one of those would be.
So it's cold, dark, and funky.
Yeah.
Like, it's like growing mushrooms in there. Like it's
better
like,
than hot, musty, and funky.
Yeah.
Not much better, but
I just am always like, people have different hygiene routines. People have different expectations. People fart in their sleep. I don't know.
It's just so gross to think about.
I can barely watch the morning scenes without just like
thinking about it.
Panic.
I know. Honestly, like my biggest blessing is that I married a man who loses his sense of smell 90% of the time.
Why is that your biggest blessing?
Because I don't have to worry about farting around him.
You're so 90, lucky.
10% of the time He's he so smells lucky. It.
You're both so lucky. I know. I was thinking if I was like Melanie going out to Soul Tides and sleeping because she don't want to sleep with Corbin. I was like, that would just be me.
Some fresh air.
Yeah, I might be hot and not getting a full night's sleep, but at least it's clean air.
Yeah. I would ask for like some air doctors up in that room.
Surely they have something going
on.
I'm
sure. Yeah.
Wait, Easton, I saw you watch the new Nanny show.
You guys, I don't watch reality TV ever, but The Million Dollar Nanny is on Hulu. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen in my entire life.
Why? What makes it so good?
It's so funny and unexpectedly crazy. And I watched this show because there's these guys on Instagram that have captured my imagination. They're called R3 Dads. And it's these two guys were married and they had twins. They got divorced. Then one of them got married to a new person. And then the ex-husband lives at the house with them now. So the three of them are raising the kids, and they make these like weird TikToks where they're just like overly filtered, and they're doing like trends like the wrong way, like where they're like pointing at text with the word balloons on the other side of the screen. So I started following them out of morbid curiosity, and then I saw that they were going to be on this reality show, Million Dollar Nannies, and I'm like, well, I got to see my three dads on there. And
they're all nannies, all three of them.
No, they have
they have a nanny.
And they have hired nannies.
Oh.
So the show is about, it's this like, this girl's trying to start an agency of nannies. So they go to Ibiza during the summer and they're trying to get these like really rich families to hire them. And there is just chaos. Their secrets get uncovered. It's a wild ride. I loved it. I burned through it.
It's not like following nannies who are already established with families. It's like trying to be a nanny.
It's like they
in Ibiza.
In Ibiza. Yeah.
I'm not following.
Some of them have been nannies before. Some of them are just friends that tagged along and like are trying to become nannies. It's like, and it's schadenfreude because it's like someone who does not know how to run a business trying to start a business and they're just doing everything wrong. And I just loved it. It's so great.
I will say I'm not a big reality TV person aside from love shows. Oh, what?
Survivor.
Is that reality show?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Huh.
Barbecue Brawl.
That's a reality show? Aren't those competition shows?
They're competition reality.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't like reality. Like
you're not watching Kardashians.
Kardashians doesn't entice me. The Summer House that people watch didn't entice me. The City doesn't entice
me.
Housewives doesn't entice me. Like,
Just people living their lives. You like a competition.
I like a competition or a love show. Okay. That's kind of like.
I think Love Island is also a competition.
But it's a love show.
Sure.
Love is in the title.
Sure.
Love is blind. Come on over.
Okay.
You know, but there's a lot of shows out right now that I like really want to sink my teeth into that I just can't get around because
Yeah, you're booked and busy. Double booked.
Dumb, yeah. I mean, to step outside the Love Island universe before July 12th,
well,
it just doesn't seem like it's going to happen for me.
Well, after July 12th, you'll have
the
plenty
world
of time.
Is gonna be
yeah,
my oyster.
You're going to be like, what can I watch next?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanted to look at some passive-aggressive phrases that people use with their partner, but also for our friendship.
No. Oh. Well, oh. So I actually read this list and I was like, I don't use these with my partner, but other people use these at me and I want to cry.
Wow. Okay.
I was going to say strangle, but that seemed a little harsh.
Yeah.
We'll get into it when we get back.
Okay.
Mom, are we there yet?
10 more minutes.
Only 10 minutes?
Can you drive slower?
What's up with them today?
Lingo kids.
That app we downloaded last week?
They love it. The games, oh, this funny baby bot character. Kids, we're almost there.
No!
With more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows little ones can't get enough of, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids.
Why didn't we download this sooner?
Everything kids love. Download it for free.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With MIEBO, eyes can feel...
MIEBO, oh yeah.
MIEBO, Perflora Hexaloctane Ophthalmic Solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's...
MIEBO, oh.
Don't use if allergic to MIEBO. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MIEBO-YEAH or visit MIEBO.com.
Vibe coding is everywhere right now, but it's not just for apps anymore. Now it's making its way into website creation. Wix has introduced Wix Harmony, a vibe coder for websites that lets you type what you want and generate a site ready to use right away, complete with forms, payments, security, and more built in. And Wix Harmony doesn't require AI for everything. You can still click and edit anything manually or select an element and have Aria, your AI agent, make updates for you. It's a smart solution to the frustration of repeatedly prompting AI just to make small changes. Try it for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reef. If you've worn anything from them before, you already know comfort is their thing. But here's what people don't always realize. They've taken that same comfort and built it into everyday shoes too. Enter the Women's Neptune. This shoe just gets real life. The crush back heel is a quiet hero. Just kick it on when you're rushing out the door, then flip it up when you want a little more structure. It's why so many people swear by it. It's their go-to travel shoe. It's lightweight, breathable, and the soft quilted insoles feel good from morning to whatever time you finally sit down. I wear these on those nonstop days, errands, meetings, running around, and I never even think about my feet. No soreness, no countdown to taking the shoes off, just easy. If you want a shoe that keeps up with your calendar and your mood, check out the Women's Neptune on Reef.com and treat yourself to 15% off your first purchase.
We're back. So these are some passive aggressive phrases you might be using with your partner or people in your life.
Yeah.
So you said you find that you don't use any of these in your relationship.
With my relationship to Robbie, no. I don't think so.
Yeah, no. So basically, I actually feel like probably at the beginning of our relationship, I was probably using these and not even knowing how passive aggressive, because I didn't know how. I still am working on communicating, but I didn't know how to communicate my feelings without having like a sarcastic edge or something. And Haley did not grow up in a family where there was a lot of sarcasm. So it would be like, I don't get it. Why are you not just saying what you want or think? And I was like, that's not comfortable to me. So these are some of the ones that are common. I'm fine.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I feel like everybody says that.
What it really means, I'm upset, but I'm not ready to talk about it. I use this. I do use this because I'm like, I think I'm saying it in a way that I'm fine, but also it's a sign of like, give me some space for a second.
I'm fine, but I'm teetering. If you keep pressing me, I'm going to not be fine.
We might need to talk about this later, but I'm not ready to, but I'm all around, I'm fine.
Yeah. This next one is what people use with me, and it drives
me. Who uses this with you?
Up a wall. People that I work with. I will not name names. Must be nice.
Oh my gosh.
I hate that so much. Like if I'm talking about watching Love Island for 3 hours a day, must be nice. I'm like, what? Because your life is so much busier than mine that you can't squeeze in, you know what? To me, it makes me draw. I hate when people say must be nice.
People don't know the effort that you put in to make sure you get 3 hours of Love Island a
day. Exactly. Like, I sacrifice in other areas of my life. Thank you very much. Must be nice to must be nice because your life is so full that you can't watch 3 hours of television. Must be nice. Yeah. Oh, I hate must be nice.
I don't use must be nice. I don't like that. I have seen comments where people will say must be nice, but
or like, oh, you guys do Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. Must be nice. Huh? Yeah, we have tacos every Tuesday. It's just like a way to plan our week and it's fun for us.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Must be nice feels aggressive aggressive these
yes.
days.
Yeah, it's like, not it's, even passive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate must because be you, nice.
No one's saying must be nice passively.
Yeah.
They're saying it aggressively.
To be honest, I think it's just like a jealous Judy just like raging.
You know, something that's must be nice adjacent that I've been getting a lot is, oh, I love that for you.
What's wrong with that?
I interpret that very poorly.
When you people do? Say it to me.
Should we like, have an example of where how it was said to you in what situation?
Oh, like, let me think. And this might be a me problem. This might be an Eastern problem. But saying like, I went to Disneyland the other day and like, oh, I love that for you. Like I love that must be exciting for you, but that's hell to me. Like saying like, I do not find that exciting, but that is probably exciting for you.
Yeah.
And I use that term a lot.
Yeah.
It does come across kind of, oh, not for me, but good for you.
Which now that I say it out loud, is that so wrong? Is that bad?
Yeah. Like what if you're like, I get to go spend the whole day like, sitting on the beach and I'm like, I love that for you. I wouldn't want to do that. Bad example.
Yeah, I think you could just replace that with like, oh my God, that sounds so nice.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I think the must be nice thing is especially frustrating when it's like when people have chosen to have kids and their life is chaos and that hasn't been the choice that I made for myself. So I can spend my money and do things that I want to do for myself. And then it's like, must be nice, as if like someone forced them into that situation.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I guess I just can't do anything right. This is a tough one because when you're in a fight, especially with your partner, this is such a, it just is going to lead down a tough road.
I fall victim to this one all the time.
You say this?
No, whatever you want.
Oh, whatever you want. Wait, where's that?
It's at the bottom. Oh.
What it really means, I don't agree, but I'm shutting down instead of talking. Oh my gosh, that is so you.
It's so me. Sometimes I just don't care. I'm just like, whatever you want. Like, and I truly, deeply mean it. Like,
right.
I don't have it in me to argue. I don't have it in me to like really fight for my point. Whatever you want. I'm fine with it.
But if the choice is made and it's not something you want, are you going to speak up or are you going to be upset?
No, I'll just be like grumpy throughout the whole thing. But it's fine.
But you didn't speak up to say, you just said whatever you want. So that's tough. It's a lose-lose,
it's
unfortunately.
Tough. It's tough. And unfortunately, it's tough with me sometimes.
But sometimes when I don't want to make a decision and Haley is asking, I'm genuinely like, no, whatever you want to do, I'm fine with because I don't have it in me to make a decision. So therefore, yeah. I can't complain
when
if it's something
I don't
like.
When it comes to like food choices, whatever you want.
You in Chicago that night after we did the podcast, I will never forget. I was so tired and hungry. My feet hurt so bad. and you were in the whatever you want mentality, and I was in my whatever you want mentality, and it was stressful.
Well, I just wanted a fun vibe.
Yeah, but you weren't helping me. You were just saying whatever I want instead of being productive. So tough. So the lesson here is just say, be direct.
Yeah, communication is key. I think I communicate too much.
I really have learned to, I used to think being direct or confrontational was a negative thing. I used to take it as like a personal thing. And I see it so differently now. If someone's direct and assertive, I am like, you are amazing. Because that's what I'm looking for. Because
I do
when
that
I'm
with you a lot.
Hmm.
I'm direct. I'll be like, are you mad at me? What's going on?
Yeah, but it'll be because like I didn't respond to your like, guess what text.
Well, at least I'm direct.
No, yeah. I'm never worried about not knowing where you're at. Okay.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, I just would highly recommend being assertive. I don't know if it's where I grew up. Everything's very, you know, the South is very like, you just want to be nice and people pleasery. And sometimes people pleasers just want assertiveness and directness. So,
yeah.
Anyways, we are saying goodbye.
We are saying goodbye.
But not for long, because we will be back on Thursday with more of us.
That's right.
And this.
That's right.
And like such as. So well,
must be nice.
Must be nice to have all that time to podcast.
But
drives me nuts.
Love you so
much. You.
Go see Girls Like Girls this week.
Woo!
And we will be back Thursday. We love you so much.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom, are we there yet?
10 more minutes.
Only 10 minutes?
Can you drive slower?
What's up with them today?
Lingo kids.
That app we downloaded last week?
They love it. The games, oh, this funny baby bot character. Kids, we're almost there.
No!
With more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows little ones can't get enough of, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids.
Why didn't we download this sooner?
Everything kids love. Download it for free.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With MIEBO, eyes can feel...
MIEBO, oh yeah.
MIEBO, Perflora Hexaloctane Ophthalmic Solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's...
MIEBO, oh.
Don't use if allergic to MIEBO. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MIEBO-YEAH or visit MIEBO.com.
T-Mobile is reinventing business internet with super broadband. Whether you run a small office or a factory of 500, connection is everything. Powered by America's fastest 5G internet, plus Starlink. Super broadband from T-Mobile reaches every zip code in the U.S. Super broadband, a new era of business internet. Visit superbroadband.com to learn more.
Fessus 5G network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 2H2025. Speeds vary due to local network characteristics and management. Satellite requires hardware installation. Clear view of the sky for 36-month commitment.
This is Dr. Laurie Santos from the Happiness Lab, and this message is brought to you by Simple Mills. Simple Mills packs nutrient-dense ingredients into snacks that taste amazing, like their cheesy light and airy Pop'ums, or their five different delicious flavors of almond flour crackers, lifting you up, never weighing you down, so you can keep shining through the day. You could say Simple Mills is the feeling of the sun in a snack. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.